Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. WGNS, The
Wake Up Crew. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
And pleasant good morning to everyone out there. We are all messed up in our days when Dalton is supposed to be here.
I'm here when I want
to
be.
Yeah, evidently. It's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday he used to be here. But now it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And it was that for a
little
bit.
And then it could be Monday, Tuesday. Then it could be Sunday, Monday, and whatever.
Sunday.
Yeah. Glad you guys are aboard today. And we're glad you're back, Dalton.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
You've been a real busy bee.
Yeah, well, it's that busy time of year in my line of work.
Yeah. Are you playing Joseph in the Christmas pageant or anything?
Maybe. I'm a wise man.
Your hair's getting a little long again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The beard's getting a little thicker.
Yeah, I haven't trimmed it up in a while. I've been going a little thinner on the beard.
I'm assuming you're going to be Joseph.
Maybe. Or I'm just getting ready, you know, for that Christmas parade.
Has the Bethlehem Marketplace already started at Southeast? I guess it has.
I think so.
They do it every Sunday, don't they?
I'm pretty sure, and it's an anniversary year, whatever it is. I think it's like 50th anniversary or 40th or something.
It's been a while. I can remember going that when I was in my teen years anyway.
It was last weekend.
Okay, I was gonna say I remember reading about it on the news.
It was the 40th.
The 40th? Wow.
40th mm-hmm. year.
So I would have been 28.
They've been doing the Bethlehem Marketplace longer than Jesus was alive.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. Right. That's a pretty fascinating little place if you want to go to it, though. It's pretty realistic, or it used to be. I don't know. I haven't been in a while, but pretty nice. Well, I'll tell you what you need to do today.
What do I need to do today,
Well,
John?
Dalton, you need to wake up, swing in, and drink happy at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Their lineup of coffees, teas, smoothies, and energy drinks adds up to 20,000 plus flavor possibilities. 7 Brew Coffee, cultivating kindness one cup at a time, serving Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and expanding throughout Middle Tennessee. Now, 7 Brew Coffee is probably your kind of place.
It's good. I mean,
20,000 different flavors.
That yes, you can just make whatever. If you're not in the mood for coffee, you can get some other stuff and whatever. But the thing I like is Megan really likes it, and it's much cheaper than Starbucks. So that's why I'm a fan.
Oh, wow.
It is far cheaper than Starbucks.
Are you allowed to slam a company? Never mind. We've got, I'll tell you what's happening this week. We've got 15 days until Christmas. Okay.
Now, we're not at the 12 days of Christmas yet. We won't be there till Friday.
You're going to do a 12 days of Christmas, aren't you? Can we do a little something on the 12th?
I think I normally just say it and annoy you guys.
22 days until the new year. Wow. The last day of school is a half day on December 19th, which is, 9 days away? Last day of MTSU classes is today. MTSU graduation is Saturday. And you can check out our high school basketball schedule on WGNSSports.com. All that. Right here on the big G.
There's a big red button, and it says scoreboard and schedule.
And let's not forget the anticipation of the Christmas parade going to be live on Big G TV and WGNSradio.com, I think, right? Streaming?
Yeah, it'll be right there at the top of the page.
But it's not going to be on the radio.
No, not on the radio.
So don't be listening for the radio.
We were going to try to get it on the radio, but we have Lady Raider basketball that day, so you can enjoy that.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo will be there for the cover story of the Christmas parade. You're Jim Nance. I'm Tony Romo.
Oh, okay. Got it. I thought I was Dalton.
And we've got Al Roker running the sidelines back there. Al, big Al.
We'll have somebody like run up to him with a camera while he's just like yelling. And
that would be Brian. Brian's going to be Al Roker.
And we all have matching little pins.
Yes.
For our lapel. Although you're not wearing a sport coat. You told me.
Of course not.
I am.
I hope it's warm enough I can wear a sports coat and I don't have to put a sweater under it. Or
you get one of those nice like long coats to go over it.
Yeah.
You know, we could put a...
I'll have to buy one now.
We could also put a space heater in the back of my truck. We'll have power.
Ish.
Oh.
We plug in a space heater and it blows up.
It kills the whole thing.
And the truck catches on fire. And it's the biggest disaster of a Christmas parade ever in history.
A little propane heater back there in the back of my truck.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, gasoline and propane. I think that'd be a great idea.
Blowtorch.
Yeah. But
just start a fire.
I'll tell you what, if you just go out and get us some hand warmers.
That'd be nice.
We have some in our equipment bag.
Yeah, but do they still work?
I don't know.
They've been in there like 25 years. And one time I got a pair that didn't work. And I was freezing. I think it was at Maryville. I think they worked. You popped them and they worked for like 1 second and then it got cold.
Hand warmers typically have a shelf life of about 3 to 4 years.
Oh, well, those might as well go out and get some for sure. Got a good show this morning. It is, hump day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 55 degrees. Breezy winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, diminishing winds, lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine, but cooler as highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 43.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted partner for high-quality printing with fast turnaround and unbeatable service.
We love to do stuff for the community, for churches, for schools, for nonprofits. We love to get involved with them and partner with them every time we can.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
People know my name, they have my cell phone number, and they can be confident that we'll make sure it gets done right.
Visit PrintworksTN.com. Franklin's Printworks, print local, print with confidence.
Play an old guitar, I'm dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Parts.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Just two NBA games Tuesday night, Orlando and New York, each one to advance to the NBA Cup tournament semifinals in Vegas this weekend. New York was a winner at Toronto 117-101 behind 35 points from Jalen Brunson. At Orlando, a top seed in the tourney, Desmond Bane scored 37 in a victory over Miami 117-108. Hawks guard Trae Young is optimistic he can return from injury this month. In college hoops, two games at Madison Square Garden. The late contest went to number 5 UConn over Florida 77-73. Earlier, 10th-ranked BYU was trailing Clemson by 21 points at the half. Cougars still won on a three-pointer at the buzzer 67-64. NHL victories for Carolina and Dallas. The Colts signed quarterback Phillip Rivers. Shohei Ohtani was named AP Male Athlete of the Year. The Phillies re-signed Kyle Schwarber. The Dodgers signed Edwin Diaz.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7-Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:21. That's right. It's Hump Day. Wednesday. Hump Day.
I like this music. I feel like I'm walking through a snowfield.
Does feel that way, doesn't it? I feel like I'm in a Hallmark movie.
I feel like I'm in a horror movie.
You might be. We are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. The best gifts this year? Twinkling lights and family memories that last forever. MTE keeps your home glowing for both. Happy holidays from your friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Hey, I got something to tell you guys. I'll just give you a little heads up. Hardee's has biscuit and gravy. You can get two for... You get an extra one for like a dollar more, for 50 cents more. Two for $5. It's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
Because, you know, really, when you eat the biscuit and gravy at Hardee's, you sit there and you go, oh, I wish I had another
I wish one. I had more biscuit
and
gravy.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I finish biscuit and gravy most places.
And I hate them in the plastic thing. I like to take mine home and put it in a regular plate or something.
See, I think there's something almost magical about eating it out of that styrofoam. And your fork squeaks the bottom of the thing.
You can't scrape up the gravy, though, very good in that thing.
Well, that's why you just turn it up and drink it.
So, but I mean, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
So, you know, go by your local Hardee's. Get there before 10:30.
You didn't bring any in this morning. I would have paid you the extra 50 cents.
Well, I didn't even know for sure they were even open by the time I go through. I don't know what time they open. Is it 5:30 or?
I think they're open until 1 for breakfast now.
Oh.
I knew it was noon at one time, but I saw a thing in the window on the one on Broad that said 1 o'clock.
Man.
So it just keeps getting later and later.
You know, when McDonald's tried that, it just didn't work. I think they used the biscuits from that morning, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're probably not making fresh ones.
Yeah. It just never did live up to the hype. Jeanette Knopfsinger is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for the wonderful work she does with Blackman High CTE students. Jeanette Knopfsinger is going to receive flowers from the family over to Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
You can nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
So if you would like to send in a good neighbor to us, neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor, birthdays, anniversaries, you can get them to us there as well. Same phone number, give us a shout.
Not a great list of holidays today.
I'm figuring December would be a great list.
Well,
no?
I think it's all just like, it's all Christmas time. It's Dewey Decimal System Day.
Oh, good grief.
It's a Festival for the Sound of Dead Whales Day.
So, you know. Festival of the Sounds of Dead Whales.
That is correct. That's all we got. See you tomorrow.
That's pretty bad, man. 6:24.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Two Washington County residents are charged with child abuse and neglect after an infant was found living in deplorable conditions. Deputies say the mother first refused to surrender the child to Children's Services, but the infant was safely removed. The home reportedly had holes in the floor, loose cords, and a strong ammonia odor from several cats. Claire McCain was arrested, while Joseph Brooks later turned himself in. Both are held on a $10,000 bond. Metro police have arrested 43-year-old Antoine Smith in connection with an October 11th shooting in Edge Hill. Investigators say surveillance video showed Smith approaching the area where a 49-year-old man was shot, and the victim later identified him as the shooter. Smith, a convicted felon, faces attempted criminal homicide and several gun-related charges. He remains in jail on a $185,000 bond. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at PathToGoodBoneHealth.org.
The Tennessee Theater in Knoxville has announced its renovated 612 building will officially open on March 20th, 2026, the same night Old Crow Medicine Show performs at the theater. The multi-million dollar project connects the historic venue to the adjacent building, adding new lounges, bars, restrooms, and expanded education and event space. The theater also revealed plans for a state-of-the-art recording studio on the top floor, once home to a 1950s radio station. Tickets for Old Crow Medicine Show go on sale December 12th. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
It's a Jackson 5 Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like a Jackson.
It's me, I'm baby Michael Jackson.
I'm telling you, all you have to do is put jingle bells with any bumper music, and it's Christmas.
That's fair.
True.
Did you see the trailer for the new Michael Jackson movie?
No. Is it his cousin or nephew or something?
I think it's his nephew who plays him. He looks just like him. Especially because all the makeup and prosthetics they put him in.
And he can also move.
It goes from when he was a. It starts when he was a kid, so they're gonna have a lot of Jackson 5 stuff in there. It seems. I'm sure they're gonna paint everyone in a much better light than they probably deserve to be painted in.
Whew, that's gonna be a long movie.
Because the family is in charge of the movie, the Jackson estate, which I'm always like, how accurate of a story are you gonna get when the family is in charge of?
That's true.
It's gonna be heroic. Yeah, yeah. You know, he's definitely the good guy of the movie.
How misunderstood he was and that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. So, but the music looks good in it and that kind of stuff. If you're a big Michael Jackson fan, you'll probably want to check it out.
I think watching him dance, I mean.
Right.
Because they say he's got it. I mean, it's just perfect. I don't know.
The trailer looked pretty good.
You know, the moonwalk that he did was not necessarily some fantastic move that he did, but he could disjoint his body so well that it looked good.
Right.
But that was just another dance step. I think I read somewhere where that had been used before by other dancers, but it just never looked as good as the way he did it.
There was also this thing that I saw, a video that showed he had special shoes. And so, you know, when he had that move where he would lean forward at a 45-degree angle,
yeah,
those special shoes would anchor him to the floor. He would just slip his shoe into it, and it was kind of like a huge nail stud or whatever, and it would keep his shoe steady, and he would lean forward, and it'd help him keep his balance.
That won't be in the movie, though, will it?
No, probably not.
Probably not, because that sounds like he was tricking the audience. But
yeah, I'm sure Macaulay Culkin will be making no appearances in the movie either.
A lot of those were, not a lot. Some of that and what he did in his dance moves were optical illusions that he could do on stage.
Right.
Well, thank you for just tearing up my theory of how great he was. I mean...
Yeah, that's the biopic the music movie I'm most excited for is this 4-part Beatles series.
Oh yeah,
that are going to release month after month for 4 months straight.
Is that going to be in the theaters too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
So it'll be a theatrical release each one.
So you're going to go each one of them.
I might as well. Got to see the whole story if I get a babysitter.
Is it going to be like about Paul or about George and then their view of it, or?
Yeah, from what I understand, it's like the same story from each one's perspective. So it'll be like the same story from Paul's perspective and then Ringo's perspective. And I don't know which order they're coming out in, but I think that's how they're doing it.
I wonder where they took their information from.
Oh, who knows?
Interviews and everything.
Probably. And I'm sure Paul and Ringo were part of the discussion and producing on the movie and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So, if Paul's in part of it, I don't know that John will come out looking
right
that great.
Well, and that might be how they do it, too.
But he may make it great because, you know, he's really, you know, he's got that video of him that he sings with him and he's on tour.
Well, and then you might turn around to John's movie and maybe John looks horrible in Paul's, and then John's, you know.
I think that's why they'll do it.
And that'll be cool.
Why did they all have biblical names?
Ringo?
George?
Well,
George.
You were just talking about, well, two of them anyway.
Two of the four. There's at least one George in the Bible, I'm sure.
There was a George in the jungle.
Have you been listening to this conversation?
No.
Okay.
Well, the name George is not found in the Bible.
So. Thank you.
What about Ringo?
Ringo, I'm positive it's not.
You're not going to look that up?
Yeah, I'm not even going to Google that one.
But
what's his real name? Is his real name Ringo?
No, Starkey something. Richard Starkey.
Hmm.
You weren't surprised I knew that, didn't
you? It is. That was right.
I bet there's a Richard somewhere.
Well, I don't think their mother and father said, "We're going to name you Ringo, son."
I wouldn't think so.
This day and age, you never know.
Yeah, Ringo's kind of wound up being the most common sense of all of them. I think he was loaded or high most of the Beatle thing, though.
Toward the end. No, I'm just kidding. It's a lot of NyQuil.
Yeah, we need to explain that. We'll explain that. We've got an extra minute.
Although we've only got a minute and 44 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. I want to kind of go in depth with his problem.
You don't want to help me.
I wonder how this will affect his dad joke of the day performance today.
Well, for those who don't know, he had a shingle shot yesterday.
And he's being a big weenie about it.
He's gotten up. He's nauseous. He's, fever, chills, everything you'd have if you had a flu, really. And so now when I walked in this morning, I said, "Morning, Brian," like I always do, nice and just, you know, I'm always ready to go. And he doesn't
say. Didn't know we were telling lies on the show.
He looks at me and doesn't say anything.
He looks at you and he says, "I hate you, John. I heard it."
It was very rude. But anyway, he's not feeling well this morning. And so, yes, we're kind of outing you that you're not feeling good.
Thanks.
And I don't know if you can come up with a decent dad joke. I'm not really sure.
But you might be able to. You might surprise us.
I think it's going to be and how he presents it. I think that's what's going to be affected. Because if he's, oh, gosh, he's going to that. I've got to tell you, there's only one person that can do this in the world, and that is me. Okay?
Well, you did invent it.
I've heard you do it so much now that I think I've lost it. I don't think I can do it.
He ruined your ability.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it anymore.
That was my quest.
Yeah, I think I'm just about. I'm glad you recorded it.
I do have it for all time.
The fact that you've recorded it makes me wonder, why do you do it live with your own? I just don't understand. But anyway, more to come on the Wake Up Crew. And don't forget, we've got a CBS Entertainment Report coming up to you in just a few minutes. Our time is 6:34.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 55 degrees. Breezy winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Diminishing winds. Lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine but cooler as highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 43.
We're looking at this crash out here, blocking traffic right now until they move it on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Yes, it's interrupting that traffic flow that's coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway on this crash. We can see some rain moving into the Montgomery County area there into Clarksville. Be careful up and down I-24. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
In just a few weeks, WGNS will be celebrating its 79th anniversary. Thanks for tuning to WGNS. People have been asking, is Murfreesboro Parks and Rec going to sell the buy one, get one free passes to SportsCom and the Patterson Community Center again this year? Well, the answer is yes. Those buy one, get one free passes go on sale Monday of next week, December 15th. It's another way the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is helping you. They're also offering yoga classes at the Patterson Community Center, at SportsCom, and the St. Clair Senior Center. Call and ask about their yoga classes. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. The 163rd anniversary of the Battle of Stones River will be December 31st through January the 2nd. Special reenactments and living history demonstrations throughout that period. That's at the Stones River National Battlefield. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing expert.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
We're talking with Carol Johnston.
My son lives here, and when I'd come to visit, I'd drive down Memorial and see Adam's place, and I thought it was such a beautiful setting. I was just very impressed with the friendliness of the staff. They put the residents first here, and I like that very much.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adam's Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock, John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning. Well, Brian's kind of half here. He's not feeling good this morning. He's a little grumpy.
He's here. His spirit's just not here.
No. I don't know if he can pull this off. Do you want me to read the dad joke for you?
I think I'm okay.
Oh. Do you want me to do the next ball game for you?
Yes.
Oh. I thought he was going to say no.
I think I got it, John. Yeah. I can do.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get him up off the floor. Pick him up. Now get him back in his chair. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, boy. Just when you think there's no hope left, remember the lobsters in the tank in the Titanic.
I actually kind of like that.
I did too, but I don't really know why.
I don't either. I'm going to give it a thumbs up, though.
They were given freedom.
Yeah, that's what I assumed is what you meant. But yeah.
So when you think there's no hope left, when you're sick as a dog, just cling to the lobsters.
They lived the rest of their lives with their claws rubber banded together.
Don't you feel sorry for those lobsters at Red Lobster?
Yeah.
In the tank?
Nope.
Man. 641 on the crew.
Tastes good.
CBS News Brief. President Trump blamed Democrats for larger grocery bills and concerns about the economy at a campaign-style rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania last night.
They
gave you high prices. They gave you the highest inflation in history. And we're bringing those prices down rapidly. Lower prices, bigger paychecks.
The Federal Reserve is expected to announce a decision on interest rates today. Bank rate, Stephen Cates.
It's more than likely that we're going to get a quarter point rate cut.
Eileen Higgins will become Miami's first Democratic mayor in almost 30 years after defeating the Trump-backed Republican Emilio Gonzalez. She's laid out her vision.
A city where seniors can stay, young people can build a future, immigrants feel welcomed and respected.
Higgins will also be Miami's first female mayor and the first non-Hispanic leader there since the 1990s. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Whataburger has announced the upcoming closure of its Memorial Boulevard location in Murfreesboro, effective December 15th. The decision is part of a broader plan to shutter four underperforming restaurants across Middle Tennessee, less than 4 years after the fast food chain re-entered the region. The other three locations in Murfreesboro on Old Fort Parkway and Medical Center Parkway, as well as the Smyrna store in Rutherford County, will remain open for now. According to company officials, the closures stem from routine evaluations focused on strengthening store performance and investing in areas with the greatest growth potential. In addition to the Memorial Boulevard location, Whataburger is also closing stores in Mount Juliet and two in Clarksville. Despite these shutdowns, the company maintains it's committed to future expansion in the greater Nashville area. Elsewhere in Murfreesboro, Holloway High School is preparing to celebrate the completion of a historic restoration project. For the first time in nearly 60 years, the school will showcase framed photographs of nearly every graduating class since 1932. An open house will be held this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. to mark the occasion, supported by partnership with the Rutherford County Archives and MTSU. Principal Sumatra Drayton called the effort a passion project, years in the making. Holloway, located on South Highland Avenue, played a pivotal role in the education of black students before desegregation. Historic photos, a detailed diorama, and recorded remarks will all be on display as the community reflects on the legacy of this important Rutherford County institution. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, which is part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor at Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shopping with us this holiday season. Christmas and New Year's are some of the most popular times of the year to pop the question. And at Bell Jewelers, we are fully stocked with tons of different style engagement rings, whether you want that yellow gold oval solitaire to that platinum or white gold. Whatever it is, we have it. And if we don't have it, we can make it. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro.
Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Javier Pavia, brother of Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, has pleaded not guilty to a public intoxication charge in Knox County. His attorney entered the plea Tuesday. Pavia was arrested at the November 29th Tennessee-Vanderbilt game after a trooper said he argued with staff and appeared extremely intoxicated. His next court date is December 19th. Records show Javier and his brother Roel also face public intoxication and resisting arrest charges from an August 30th incident in Nashville, with a court date set for January 12th. Davidson County judges are condemning Tennessee Representative Andy Ogles for Facebook posts they say appear to incite violence against them. Ogles criticized dismissed cases, called for judges' impeachment, and suggested sending the National Guard to Nashville. In response, security at the Birch Courthouse has been increased, and court officials have asked Governor Bill Lee to take action to ensure the safety of courthouse personnel and the public. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Outdoor retailer L.L. Bean is expanding in 2026 with 8 new stores, including its first locations in Tennessee and Alabama. The Franklin, Tennessee store is set to open in July, joining several other new stores nationwide. The expansion will bring L.L. Bean's total to 76 stores across 21 states. The company says the new stores reflect its focus on experience-driven retail and connecting more customers to the outdoors. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Oh, very good.
Have a jolly old Christmas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Wake Up Crew.
We're live from England.
I'm wearing the crown this morning.
Oh, let me put it this way. We're live from Manchester.
And I have my tea.
Don't mention crumpets.
Brian could use some hot tea.
Some hot tea and biscuits.
Biscuits in England are cookies.
That blueberry coffee is making me nauseous.
Well, I didn't know you were sick. You told somebody.
I can't smell it. Do I have COVID?
Would you like to sniff? It smells really good.
See if I can smell it. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, I can smell it.
It smells good, right?
Yeah.
He can talk like he doesn't like it, but he loves it.
I do like it.
He just doesn't like it today.
I don't like it today.
He doesn't like anything today, actually.
He doesn't like us, ever.
Well, no. We were talking the hypothetical. What if something happened to Brian and he couldn't do a ball game? I think I was his fourth choice to replace him. You know,
yeah. So
let's go with Dick. Let's go with Chip. Let's go. Oh no, we could just get the live feed from TWSAA. That hurt my feelings.
Well, I didn't say that. You made all that up.
I heard those three statements made.
You said two of them. Two of them were your suggestion. But he did say TWSAA, yeah. Get the live feed.
Yeah.
That was him.
Hurt my feelings bad.
Well, if it was a state championship game or something, but if it was just a regular
game. I'm not good
game,
enough to do a state championship game?
I did say that. I said, well, obviously you would do it.
But Rod and I are old. We can't even drive up there. We can't even drive to Chattanooga.
That's not true.
You got to set up the Comrex.
We've already been.
I know. I know you've already been. I'm talking about hypothetical.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that was a fun trip, too. Okay. Anyway, it's time for Today in History. We got to do
already.
Two of them because we missed it. I forgot about it.
So we're going to do Today in History, immediately followed by Celebrity Birthdays.
That's correct. And whatever time left, we'll give it to Brian.
And he'll just do something.
Yeah.
He'll growl into the microphone for 45 seconds.
Been working on a yodel.
Really? Can we hear it?
Let's take our time here, I think.
Yeah, go slow. It's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
I have a great privilege today. Dalton Barrett is going to do Today in History for me.
Is this a test?
No, it's okay. Not a test.
On this
well,
day,
well, I don't know. Okay. Christmas parade, you being the That's MC true. Kind of guy, you know, we got to get you, you know.
That's true. I hosted
aware.
The show in your absence, if you remember.
I don't remember.
You were out with your surgery. I hosted this hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Did you really? How'd it go? I never did listen
to it.
It
went all right. Yeah. You know? Not as good as you, of course.
No, anybody can read. Okay.
Today in history, December the 10th, 1799, the metric system is first adopted in France. We still don't use it here. It's been 200 years.
Boy, I tell you, in the 70s, they were bound and determined we were going to the metric system. Never happened.
Never happened.
People are lazy.
1884, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain is first published in the United Kingdom and
Huckleberry
Canada.
Huckleberry Hound. Huckleberry Finn.
Yes.
Notice how I've taken the Dalton part.
Yes.
I like it. 1964, the Nobel Peace Prize is presented to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Not to be confused with Martin Luther King, the Protestant Reformation leader.
Just Martin Luther.
That's Martin Luther, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say King? You sorry,
did.
Martin Luther, yeah.
1978, Superman the movie, directed by Richard Donner and starring Christopher Reeve and Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, and Margot Kidder, premieres at the Uptown Theater in Washington, D.C.
Look! Up in the sky!
Lois, you're falling off that building.
I love the part, and I think it's Superman 2, where she jumps off a building.
Yes.
To prove that he's Superman.
It's the Niagara Falls. It's not even a building.
Well, she does it off a skyscraper, too.
That's right.
And she falls into a... He does something to break her fall.
Uh-huh.
But he's still standing up there at the top. Lois! It was so good.
And that first one, she sings that horrible song.
Oh.
Margot Kidder, anyway. 2016, Bob Dylan is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature at a ceremony he does not attend in Stockholm.
I wasn't there.
And in 2017, the governor of California, Jerry Brown, tours Southern California wildfires and declares them, quote, the new normal.
All right. Thank you, Dalton, for doing that. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, in 1830, Emily Dickinson, American poet, born in Amherst, Massachusetts. In 1952, Susan Day, American actress. She was in The Partridge Family and L.A. Law.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing.
Not to be confused with Day, the time of
day.
Right now, yeah.
In 1964, Bobby Flay, American celebrity chef and
restaurateur.
Okay, thank you. 1996, Joe Burrow, American football quarterback. He came back. He won the first game we came back. They lost all six while he was out.
Not to be confused with Murfreesboro, the city in which we live.
Oh, a good friend of mine, Vernon Burrow. All right, those are the celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays. Andrea Tucker has a birthday. Our friend Beth Priest has one. Paul Jackson, Philip Thompson, and Cynthia Robinson all have birthdays from News Radio WGNS. Brian.
Yes. Birthdays, anniversaries, if you want to send those in, call or text in now. 615-893-1450. You got until about 7:30 to get those into us here at the Big G.
All right, coming up, we're going to take our last look at the weather and then CBS News to follow. It's 6:55 here on the Big G.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 55 degrees. Breezy winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Diminishing winds. Lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine but cooler as highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 43.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Having a this rack out here in Antioch, 24 westbound near Hickory Hollow Parkway, and aggravating that traffic flow that was coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, here in the Antioch on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway as they finish up this accident. as traffic gets heavier down I-40 right now through the Mount Juliet area, headed on into Donaldson. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
CBS Entertainment, when you watch a Taylor Sheridan production, let's just say you see familiar faces pop up.
Would you like me to explain my position on the subject?
I would be fascinated.
Well, so would I. Michelle Randolph, who you've seen in 1923, now starring in Landman on Paramount Plus in her breakout role as Ainsley Norris. And I got to talk with Michelle. She told me she's more than humbled to be a part of all this.
Wow. I mean, I am so grateful to Taylor for trusting me for both 1923 and Landman. The people that I work with on this set, I mean, they make me better. They embolden me as an actress, as a human. They elevate every scene.
New episodes of Landman air Sundays on Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Through Coffee.
WGNS. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Oh, we're back. Jolly good.
Hello. We're about to close out this hour of the Wake Up Crew, innit?
Jeanette Knopfsinger, she's today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for the wonderful work she does with Blackman High School CTE students. Jeanette's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Did you know that you can nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor? Well, first of all, need to say, today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete.
That's correct.
Locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors that pour strength into our community. And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/.
You know
good
how
neighbor.
They get to pour in there?
Yeah,
pour into it. That,
yeah.
They have such a good rider.
Yeah. And it definitely was not faked.
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big G TV. Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump touts the economy.
I have no higher priority than making America affordable again.
Decision due on interest rates.
More than likely that we're going to get a quarter point rate cut.
Storm pounds upper Midwest.
This time of the year is a lot different for drivers because they're learning how to drive in the snow again.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump insists things have never been better, despite polls showing voter frustration with the economy, specifically higher prices. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on the president's sales pitch in Pennsylvania.
President Trump used his first campaign-style address in months to tout his economic wins and blame Democrats for failing to address inflation during Joe Biden's presidency.
They
gave you high prices. They gave you the highest inflation in history, and we're bringing those prices down rapidly, lower prices, bigger paychecks.
Government data does show the inflation rate had been falling at the beginning of the year, but began slowly rising again as the president imposed widespread tariffs. The cost of a gallon of gas is down compared to the same time last year. But it's a mixed bag at the supermarket. A carton of eggs costs less than earlier this year, but the cost of ground beef and coffee is up. Shoppers say they're feeling the pinch in the checkout line.
My husband loves cauliflower. That's his favorite thing, but you can't get it. It's $4.99 a pound.
In an interview released Tuesday, the president gave himself a rosier assessment.
I wonder what grade you would give
A plus.
Economy. A plus.
Yeah, A plus, 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 plus.
Economists expect Federal Reserve policymakers to cut interest rates by a quarter point today, but bank rate analyst Stephen Cates says because of the government shutdown, key information will be lacking.
They're doing so without much of the October and November data. So they're making projections with barely any more data than they had the last time they did it, 3 months ago.
A suspect is in custody and facing murder charges after a shooting yesterday at Kentucky State University that left one student dead and another in critical condition. CBS's Skylar Henry.
That's all we hear.
Two students were shot. Both were rushed to the hospital, where one died. When officers got to the scene, campus police had the suspected shooter in custody. He has been identified as 48-year-old Jacob Lee Bard of Evansville, Indiana. He is not a student. Police did not release any information on a possible motive.
Frankfort police believe this to be an isolated incident.
Kentucky State University is a public, historically Black university with about 2,200 students. This is the second shooting to take place outside of this residence hall this year.
Now to San Diego, where the city has agreed to pay the largest settlement in U.S. history for a police killing, $30 million. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
16-year-old Kanoa Wilson was at a train station in downtown San Diego when another teen pulled a gun on him, fired, but missed.
I got shots fired.
Nearby, Officer Daniel Gold raced to the scene, but practically collided with Wilson. And quickly fired before identifying himself. Authorities later found a gun tucked in Wilson's waistband.
Easy with the gun.
He died less than an hour later. On Tuesday, the San Diego City Council approved a $30 million payment to Wilson's family. It's the largest police settlement in U.S. history, surpassing the $27 million paid by the city of Minneapolis to the family of George Floyd in 2021.
At least one death is blamed on the snowstorm that blew into the upper Midwest. CBS's Ian Lee.
This powerful winter storm slammed the Midwest overnight, bringing up to a half a foot of snow to the Minneapolis suburbs. The heavy snow made traveling treacherous. More than 200 cars and trucks ended up sliding off the road across Minnesota.
We love the snow.
In downtown Minneapolis, people braved the weather on skis and even bikes. In the Pacific Northwest, an atmospheric river dumping heavy rain in Oregon and Washington flooded homes and roads in Fall City near the banks of the Snoqualmie River east of Seattle. And Snoqualmie Falls crested at its highest point in a decade.
4 minutes after the hour.
Through trusted relationships and national reach, CVS Health is uniquely positioned to simplify care. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
For the first time in 30 years, a Democrat has been elected as mayor of Miami.
I really am profound.
profoundly honored to stand here today as your next mayor.
Eileen Higgins defeated Trump-backed Republican Emilio Gonzalez, a former city manager. The Trump immigration crackdown was a key issue in the campaign. The big thing that caused the record government shutdown, Affordable Care Act subsidy extensions, gets back to Capitol Hill today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The Democrats want a clean extension of those Obamacare subsidies for 3 years. Now, that's a tall order. That is what they are going to propose, and that is likely to fail.
A Republican plan calls for ending the subsidies in favor of health savings accounts. A woman linked with others to the overdose death of actor Matthew Perry will be sentenced today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says Jasveen Sanga could get up to 65 years behind bars.
Today's evidentiary hearing is designed to sort out what each of the five criminal defendants did that ultimately took the life of Matthew Perry. Each played a different role. But the ketamine queen is the one being sentenced today, so her lawyer needs to distance her from the causal events that killed Perry.
Well, CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us an early travel estimate is out for the upcoming holiday stretch.
AAA is expecting more than 122 million Americans to travel at least 50 miles or more over the 13-day year-end holiday travel period, starting December 20th, running through January 1st, New Year's Day. This year's forecast up 2.2% over 2024. That would be a new record.
No help from a driver was possible when a woman gave birth in a Waymo self-driving car in San Francisco, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
The company says its remote rider support team was alerted to unusual activity in the car and contacted the passenger. When they learned she was giving birth, the team called 911, but the automated car got the woman and her newborn baby to the hospital before emergency services could respond. Mom and baby are fine. Waymo says it took the car out of service for cleaning.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
A KFC tale in the pursuit of flavor. The holidays were tricky for the Colonel. He loved people, but he also loved peace and quiet. So he cooked up KFC's $4.99 chicken pot pie. Warm, flaky, with savory sauce and vegetables. It's a tender, chicken-filled excuse to get some time to yourself and step away from decking the halls, whatever that means. The Colonel lived, so we could chicken. KFC's Chicken Pot Pie, the best $4.99 you'll spend this season.
Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second-guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew for News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 55 degrees. Breezy winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, diminishing winds, lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine, but cooler as highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 44.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning. Moving a little bit better. 24 westbound up by Hickory Hollow Parkway from that earlier accident. Now, there's a lot of volume in that area anyway. Coming in from Rutherford County into Davidson on 24 westbound. Starting to slow again at times. Southbound 65 here at Trinity Lane. Still building with that volume coming in from Wilson County on I-40, especially westbound. Headed on into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for that car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals. STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Ryan, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy in
thought maybe this song was a little faster than it is, but it's not. It's the Wake Up Crew.
We've already taken up the offering, man.
The invitation's done.
It's the Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew drive-through coffee. I think he needs a little pick-me-up.
Sleep in heaven.
Some songs are. I mean, did you know how you held out sleep? Sleep. Oh, that's long.
That song's putting me to sleep in heavenly peace, if you know what I mean.
Should have used the Elvis version.
Well, you need to get your morning started right. Swing through and sip something amazing at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Choose from 20,000 different ways to make your favorite drink, coffee, tea, smoothies, energy. They've got it all. 7 Brew, where every cup comes with a smile. Locations in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and expanding all across Middle Tennessee.
I think now that, you know, we have them as a sponsor on our show, we should have 7 Brew up here while we're doing the show. That just feels appropriate.
Well, the closest location for you to swing by and sip something amazing is on Thompson Lane.
I meant, well, you're closer to Thompson Lane than I am to Thompson Lane. So.
What is that?
A turtle has escaped into the studio.
I'm working on my coffee brewing. Without it being,
oh, yeah,
you know, Mike Nelson.
That's why I went to a coffee brewing or coffee pouring.
I know it's on every time we open up.
This one's better than the old one was. Play that old one.
I don't know that I have it anymore. I think I replaced it.
That
with this one
sounded like someone taking a tinkle.
No, it was a Keurig. Here it is.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's what the Keurig sounds like.
But I think, as you know, part of our show each morning, we should have different. You know, have different.
Who's going to do that? Who's going to pick it up?
He is. No, he just told me. I heard you say you were going to do it.
Nope.
We should at least get
I'm going to go by on my own.
He should at least get Saturday mornings. Now that's ugly. You go get you one.
Later in the day.
I mean, couldn't you just like come and bring him by?
Not at 6 in the morning.
Are they even open at 6 in the morning?
Well, it's coffee, yeah.
Oh.
We should have some for our coverage of the Christmas parade.
You can go by. The nearest location is on Thompson Lane.
Oh, come on.
Thompson Lane. Where are you talking about at Thompson Lane?
Right next to where the old Burger King used to be.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Slim Chickens.
Yeah.
Between the YMCA and Slim Chickens.
Yeah.
The old new Burger
King.
What
are they doing with the property? I heard, isn't that going to be a kind of a fitness center where the YMCA used to be?
There's going to be a restaurant, at least one restaurant that opens in there.
Oh.
I think they're turning it into like a little mini
strip mall
kind of thing.
Really?
Well, what's happening right now is
they're building a road where they can get out. You can get in and out, right?
Well, you know where Chafin Place is?
Yeah.
That won't be there anymore.
Oh.
Chafin Place is going to turn and come to that intersection where it's not down there by that store.
Because you can't get out.
No, you can't.
Well, now you'll have a light. It'll swing it around.
That's why. And I still think with a light, it could be difficult through there.
Well, that light's too close to the one at Old Fort Parkway.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd never be able to So that's why they moved it up, and that's going to help that a lot.
So you can go through there and then kind of swing around.
So
to
you,
the,
that will be Chafin Place, is my understanding, that will connect there.
Okay,
with that
to me,
line.
That's why the YMCA didn't make it, a lot of it, because you could go in there. You can't. You, it's hard to get in and out, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Seven Brew opens at 5:30 a.m., by the way.
Plenty of time for him to get up there and bring us coffee.
But he never has.
And I don't even drink coffee.
I'd have to wake up
earlier. They have caffeine-free options for you, John.
But is it like when you go to Cracker Barrel and say, do you have decaf? Well, I can make you some. You know?
Well, they make every drink for you. So
yeah.
It's handcrafted with care.
Well, I know that. I know all
but
about it.
You can get
it,
like a tea or a lemonade or...
Decaf. I have decaf.
You can get...
I mean, they make it right there. As when you order, that's when they begin to make it.
You can get a fizz, which is just like syrup in a it's like a soda with whatever flavor you want. You can get a cherry fizz.
Okay,
I'm a big Seven Brew fan. And they're nice. You would like it because they like talk to you while you're ordering and stuff. And you're personable. You like talking to people.
That's why you can drink happy.
Okay.
Because they, hey, how are you? How's your morning going?
Yeah, but I'm not a morning person.
That's fair.
I mean, I'm not.
What does that mean?
I thought you just weren't like a daytime person.
I just thought you weren't like a person.
Oh, see, that was rude.
That's
I was
what
being
he
kind.
Would, no, you were not being kind.
I was being kind.
What? How kind is it to say?
What's that thing he says to us when he's not here? You're both jerks.
Well, that's fair.
Well, I just didn't think you were like a daytime person. What are you, a vampire? You only come out at night?
I do like night.
I like, see, I understand you, John. And
I don't
he's
get,
trying to
I
spin
don't get
things.
Started till about 7:30, and then I'm rocking and rolling. Get about 5 hours sleep and get up the next day and go again. I get up every morning at 7, you know, at 5:30, whatever. You know it's how I get here. It's
all those years of,
you know, it's late. It's late getting here. I mean, I'm just walking the door. The music's playing.
I haven't mentioned it yet, but you got up here without a cane this morning.
I know. Thank you very much.
Well,
I didn't get a response at all from Brian. He just,
I'm waiting for the moment when we got to hoist you up into the back of my truck for parade coverage.
There will be hoisting.
I don't know why y'all don't get a helicopter. Since we're going to all this trouble, why don't you just get a helicopter and let me come in?
Well, here's our song of the day. We haven't gotten to our song of the day yet, and this was... Was
there a song of the day?
Yeah, there's always
well,
a song.
Well, you know, I've
kind of
just forgotten it because they're all Christmas, so it doesn't really...
But listen at the one that it is.
They set your heart a tingle. Jing, jingling, 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 I love to hear our laughter mingle. Ha, 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 ha.
It's the Andrews Sisters, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Jing, jingling. Add that to your playlist. We're going to check sports for you right quick.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Just two NBA games Tuesday night, Orlando and New York, each one to advance to the NBA Cup tournament semifinals in Vegas this weekend. New York was a winner at Toronto 117-101 behind 35 points from Jalen Brunson. At Orlando, a top seed in the tourney, Desmond Bane scored 37 in a victory over Miami 117-108. Hawks guard Trae Young is optimistic he can return from injury this month. In college hoops, two games at Madison Square Garden. The late contest went to number 5 UConn over Florida 77-73. Earlier, 10th-ranked BYU was trailing Clemson by 21 points at the half. Cougars still won on a three-pointer at the buzzer 67-64. NHL victories for Carolina and Dallas. The Colts signed quarterback Phillip Rivers. Shohei Ohtani was named AP Male Athlete of the Year. The Phillies re-signed Kyle Schwarber. The Dodgers signed Edwin Diaz.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way.
every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722 is our time, and this is The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome to Random Questions. Today, we have a little different take on Random Questions. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. We have one challenge question for each contestant today.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to mention it. I don't know that you can do all of them. But anyway, here, let's start with the questions. Which one of my birthday celebrations was my favorite?
Like, for me?
For you, yeah. What is the best birthday celebration you ever had?
I have not a clue. I know the worst one, but I don't know the best.
No, the best one. 21, man, when you turn 16.
I never really did anything for my birthday. Birthdays aren't just, I'm not a big birthday person. Like, I don't really do that, honestly.
But you drove a car at 16.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I did go, I got my driver's license on my 16th birthday, and we were on vacation. So I guess, yeah, that was fun.
You?
I don't really like birthdays. Is that shocking?
Well, yours comes at a bad time. It's right after Christmas, yeah. And nobody really cares. All right. What was the first thing I thought of when, well, let me do it. What was the first thing you thought of when you woke up this morning?
First thing I thought of, I had to pee.
Okay. Honest.
Why did Skeeter wake me up 2 minutes before the alarm clock went off?
Actually, that is not what I thought about this morning. Because I woke up and it was, once again, about 20 minutes before my alarm went off. And I was trying to go back to sleep before my alarm went off. And my Huey's dog crate is my nightstand. I don't have a nightstand. Mm-hmm. And so I guess he kicked it or something, but the lamp shook. And so I thought somebody was breaking into my house and I was going to have to fight them. Then I went pee.
I think this is so cute that their nightstand is you know, Huey's place to sleep.
Yeah.
But he sleeps in the bed with you, though, doesn't he?
No, he sleeps in the crate.
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm. Okay. How spicy do you like your food? Brian, we'll go with you first. Mild, medium, spicy, or extra spicy?
Mild or below.
Okay.
Not very spicy.
I'd consider it spicy, but people have told me that I like it extra spicy. But like, there, you can get too hot for me. There's some people who it can't be too hot, but I like spicy food a lot.
Spicy doesn't like me.
What's your favorite website? Be careful here.
WGNSradio.com.
WGNSradio.com/listen.
Okay. I wish this game they would put two different contestants. Okay. What goal do you want to finish this year, accomplish? Maybe there's something you're building and you want to finish it, or...
I'm still trying to finish my fireplace mantle. We're going to do some fixing on that. That's, I guess, I'm working on that.
Rearranging, doing a little office.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Rockabilly.
Wow. wow.
WGNSradio.com.
My favorite
slash
genre
listen.
Of music is talk radio. No, I like a lot of different genres, but probably hip hop, rap music.
Oh, yeah, you probably are.
Yep.
I would think yours is 80s bubblegum pop. You know, Tiffany.
I do like my 80s.
Debbie Gibson.
It's just what I grew up with.
Your favorite kind of music is familiar. Like, you like songs that you already know. You don't like hearing new songs.
No, not
yeah,
really.
Right. What's your favorite fruit?
Apple, I would think.
So boring. Pineapple.
Why is it boring? You get a...
Pineapple.
Pineapple.
I know, I'm not going there. I'm holding it back.
At this point, nobody even knows.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I said
I'm holding it back.
You get a good little bowl of ranch dressing to dip your apples in. Nothing like it.
Do you ever try peanut butter and apples?
Yes. I do like peanut butter and apples.
They're good. Yeah, good. I don't eat apples without peanut butter. I mean, there's just something
and
about
apparently
it.
He doesn't eat them without ranch.
It's a good dipping sauce.
What adventurous activity would you want to try?
Probably walk to the end of the driveway.
That's adventurous.
For me.
Walking out the doors of WGNS.
Well, that's always an adventure.
Going down the steps for me is an adventure WGNS.
I don't know. I'd like to travel a little bit, hikes, that kind of thing.
All right. And one more. Well, you already got that. What animal would you want to have as a pet? And you're going to say dogs, right?
Well, let's say other than dogs, what animal?
Yeah, what animal other than dogs?
Elephant. No. grizzly bear.
A pet grizzly bear?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Do you imagine? Just, hey, you want to come meet Duke?
The first thing that came to mind for me was a buffalo or a dolphin.
Okay, I was thinking maybe frog. That's random questions.
Frog. Oh, no, frog. Okay. We'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us right here on the Big G.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
7:30, our time here on a Wednesday morning hump day edition of the Wake Up Crew. It's December the 10th.
And we want to say happy birthday today to Andrea Tucker, Beth Priest, Paul Jackson, Philip Thompson, and Cynthia Robinson.
And if you or someone you know is celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, go ahead and get those into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com.
/birthday.
Well, that was my personal that I was about to say. WGNSradio.com. /birthdays. Get them into us. Last chance. Go ahead and get them in.
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade, Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 55 degrees. Breezy winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, diminishing winds, lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine but cooler as highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 44.
Good morning. Still a bit heavy at times. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County into Davidson County. Dodging a few rain showers coming down to I-24 right now as you travel near the Clarksville area through Montgomery County. Looking at the weather radar, some rain in that area affecting some parts of Kentucky as well. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Traffic was brought to a halt late Tuesday morning after a two-vehicle crash along Old Fort Parkway near St. Andrews Drive. Just after 11 a.m. on December the 9th, a Ford F-150 collided with a Chevy SUV in front of Kohl's Department Store, flipping the SUV onto its side and blocking all inbound lanes. Murfreesboro Police responded swiftly, directing traffic and beginning their investigation, while Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department personnel worked to rescue two occupants trapped inside of the overturned SUV. Both individuals sustained minor injuries and were transported to Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital by Rutherford County EMS. Traffic delays extended through the midday hours, but eased once the scene was cleared. Authorities have not yet released the cause of the crash, which remains under investigation. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro Police detectives are seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect linked to a bold retail theft at the JCPenney inside of the Stones River Town Center. On November 25th, a man and woman reportedly entered the store with trash bags and filled them with approximately $1,640 worth of clothing. The female suspect was captured on surveillance wearing a black varsity-style jacket with orange stripes and an S on the front, along with blue jeans and white sneakers. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Farrar at 629-201-5628. Tipsters may remain anonymous as Murfreesboro Police continue their investigation into this retail theft during the busy holiday shopping season. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. is there looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Right, welcome back into the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's time to play a little heads up here this morning. Dalton is going to kick us off with heads up.
Oh.
Birthday.
Cake. Candles.
Bunch of people.
A party.
It's with a drum set.
Ding.
They're flat like a pancake.
Yeah, cymbal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You walk up these to get to the station.
Stairs.
Okay.
Not baseball, but
softball.
Row, row, row your
boat.
Oh, man, this show. Just nothing going on. It's just really
boring.
You wear this with a 3-piece suit.
Vest.
It's in the middle of the land. It generates
windmill
water. Yeah.
Rain comes from it.
Clouds.
Two beds, one on top of the other.
Bunk bed.
Oh, okay. I said the word bed.
You look out this to see things outside.
Window.
It's
I'm Superman.
Ah, what was that one? Superhero. Okay. All right, John, your turn. Just hit that start button.
You did well on that one.
Pretty good clues, too.
Yeah. Are you doing your windmill impression? A little wild.
You didn't like that? All right.
Not a square, not a circle.
It's three
rectangle.
Sides.
Rectangle.
Three sides.
Triangle.
Yep. Where Santa Claus lives?
North Pole.
Yes.
You stump it all the time.
Toe. On your foot.
Yeah.
Boo! Boo!
Ghost.
Yes.
Leaves fall from it.
Tree.
Yeah.
If I paint a painting, I am a
artist.
Yes. Pew, pew, pew.
Chewbacca.
Luke, I am your
Star Wars.
Yep. Yeah.
This flows. It's a body of water. Flows
stream,
through land.
River.
No, bigger. Yep.
A bedtime
story.
Yes.
Not fruits, but
vegetables.
Yes.
You talk to people on it.
Phone.
Yes.
Skip. You catch
bugs.
No.
Flies.
Honey. Little rodents. Mouse.
That was a tough one.
Mouse trap.
What was the one we skipped?
Bobsled.
Bobsled.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably a good idea.
I was like, there's no way he's ever going to get bobsled. I don't know what hints I could even give.
Well, so that may be a record. That was 11 words.
I got 19. I just made that up.
I don't know. Did not get 19.
I had some good clues. They were easy too. Yeah.
Are my clues getting better?
You're at least you
at least they're on track. Yeah,
15 minutes.
And you're not just making sounds. Although windmill was kind of. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll go first. A clue.
Yeah,
you help me.
You
it. It's on a car. Round.
Not a
wheel.
Tire. Yep. Wear these on your legs. Long.
Stockings?
No, they all the way
pants?
Up. Yes.
You drink something, but
tea?
You
uh-uh. Smoke? Sip.
They're falling like
a pizza. Pizza brand.
Domino's.
Yep.
Yeah.
A fish with a real big nose. It's long.
Swordfish?
Yep. Kapow, pow, pow, pow!
A gun?
Yeah.
It's a birthday
surprise.
Yeah.
Flies through the outside
universe.
Spaceship.
Milky Way. Yeah.
I am so
angry.
Yep.
It's a nerny and
a nerny.
You had some hard. Right. Some hard ones.
So what? Nerny.
It's not a staple, but you use it to hold paper.
Paper clip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nernie was, I figured it would help knowing me.
Yeah, right. We haven't talked about Nernies in a long time.
He had some hard ones.
Yeah, he did. But yeah. the great hints of us helped
yeah,
propel
he got,
him.
He got four or five.
Yeah.
No, you got a bunch.
I got nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got 11.
I got 19.
Yeah, you did not get 19. It keeps growing just like John's rebounds in McFadden. All right.
No, it was John Coleman, and it was 322. Okay.
We'll be back to wrap it up in a second.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless seas and sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back on the Wake Up Crew as we wrap things up, 7:42 our time, Wednesday morning, almost in the books. And we're just 22 days from the brand new year, 15 days until Christmas. Hard to believe. But it is getting here pretty quick. Want to say good morning to today's good neighbor of the day, Jeanette Knopfsinger. Jeanette was nominated as the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for the wonderful work that she does with the Blackman High School CTE students. Jeanette Knopfsinger will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor Salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community. Send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can nominate anybody you'd like, and we'll have them as the good neighbor coming up. Also, you can get to that same web form, wgnsradio.com/good neighbor. Saying good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric who power the Wake Up Crew. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna and across Rutherford County, trees and homes are lit for the holidays, and MTE is proud to power every twinkle so neighbors can make memories. Good energy starts with MTE.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, guys, when there's no hope left, just remember the lobsters in the tank at the Titanic's restaurant.
Replay.
I thought it was better, but on the second try.
Well, the longer you have to think about that joke, the more it kind of begins to fall apart. Those lobsters, they had their claws tied together. There was probably a lid on that tank, and so they were just stuck in this tiny little tank at the bottom of the ocean, no way to escape.
You don't think as the...
Nothing to put them out of their misery.
You don't think as the Titanic crumbled and fell to the bottom of the ocean that there wasn't a crack in one lobster tank as it fell to the bottom?
No.
Yeah, all I know is that it got dark real fast.
Did they serve lobster on the Titanic?
Oh, I'm sure they did. Some of the richest people in America were.
And why would they have them banded then in the 1920s? They didn't even know to do that.
They didn't know that they're...
They just reached down in there and grabbed them. They weren't scared of some claw.
They probably met their relatives down there when they got down to the tank.
I know.
It
was a happy reunion. So what have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
You know, we kind of just, it was like a potpourri. We really just didn't concentrate on one thing.
I've learned.
We talked about you being sick.
I'm going to take a nap right after the show.
The sinking of the Titanic occurred at a depth where lobsters cannot survive, and thus the animals would have perished in the freezing ocean water.
It is a joke, you know.
Well,
you do have to make some.
I understand. You got to suspend your belief.
It's just like Finding Nemo, you know. Nemo made it back to the ocean through a toilet. Did that really happen? No.
Or did it?
He was carried out in the bird's mouth.
Maybe it was a special lobster, too. You never know. What else did we learn? Did we learn anything else?
Played a little round of heads up minutes ago.
I know the boat wasn't big enough for Leonardo. We did play a good game of heads up. But Mamie talked about
you
how...
You seem like you feel better. Do you feel better?
A little bit, yeah.
Why is it you're doing that now?
Can I ask
that question? Why are you trying to copy me on that?
Because he looks up to you so much, Sean.
I mean, he's stolen so many things from me.
That is true.
Hello again, everybody.
It doesn't quite roll off his tongue as well as
yours. No, he's more, hi, hey, hi, ho, lo, ho. I followed the work we got.
Oh, wow. Did you know our timer, when you're out of time, just says, you're out of time?
You're out of time. See you later, alligator.
It means shush.
I've never noticed that. Have you?
No, it's first time.
Did it's we new. Talk? You're
oh,
welcome.
It's new.
Okay,
it's new.
That makes sense.
Here's our song of the day. Little Andrew Sisters with Jing Jingaling. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow morning for a Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. See you then. Jing jingling, 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 the bells have got the snowflakes dancing. Jing jingling, 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 old Dobbin's even prancing. Jing jingling, 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 the night is made for sweet romancing. Ha ha! Oh ho! Through the snow we go.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 55 degrees. Breezy winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, diminishing winds, lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine but cooler as highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 44.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an auction, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies.